We're joined now by WAMC's political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. It's Friday. It's nothing like a weekend to refresh our batteries, right?
Yes, finally Friday. Well, President Trump on Thursday intensified his calls for arming trained teachers as part of an effort to fortify schools against shooting massacres like the one that occurred in Florida last week.
Well, I suspect that they are thinking about their base, and the NRA is their base. The president is going to be talking to a conservative group today, and this is something they can't afford to give up. If they want re-election, they're banking on the fact that even though he's an unpopular president, the most unpopular in history, that what they have to do is to replicate the election that they had this time with the same key states. And to play to the same conservative minority of voters in the country. And they can't give that up if their political goals are to be met. So what they're looking for are ways that maybe they could make a marriage with the NRA that would go forward. For example, if you put guns in every school, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of guns. We're talking about the gun companies being happy. We're talking about the NRA being happy because the gun companies in large part have been supporting them. Therefore, this is where he's going, put guns in teachers. Now, the teachers are reacting quite angrily about that. They don't want the guns. Makes them targets, means they're going to have to shoot students. It is not the way that they think they ought to be going. What we need are changes in the ages when you can get a gun, prohibitions against buying assault rifles, or I get letters, semi-assault rifles, whatever you want to call them. They're terrible. Bump stocks, which are basically machine guns, it's insane. And there has to be a way to go forward. And this president is between a rock and a hard place because he knows how angry people are in this country. Huge numbers have been polled saying there has to be some kind of rectification of our gun system.
And meanwhile, the head of the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre, offered a searing indictment against liberal Democrats, the news media, and political opportunists. He said we're joined together in a socialist plot to eradicate all individual freedoms. Those remarks were made at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference on Thursday.
That's right. And the question to me has been, what do you mean by that? Individual rights to have your kids murdered in schools? Have people free to come in and shoot at will? Please, Mr. LaPierre, you are so full of baloney. This is really insulting. I don't care who writes me a letter. I don't care what an individual troll may have to say about this. This is so clearly a national program that has to be addressed. And, you know, the first thing that has always happened in the society is when you hear ideas like public libraries or public schools, socialist commies, forget it. This is not what this is about. This is about protecting our kids, protecting us, and something's got to give.
And Special Counsel Robert Mueller unsealed new charges on Thursday against President Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, accusing him of hiding income and defrauding banks. Many of the charges are similar to the ones he was charged with in October.
That's right. Look, the name of the game here is to put pressure on Manafort, put pressure on his associate Gates, because they are the gatekeepers to the information that has to do with the president of the United States, otherwise known as POTUS. To me, what's happening here is they are putting an immense amount of pressure, deserved, by the way, and it really looks like these guys are, well, let's put it this way, they're alleged to be major league crooks. You know, when that kind of pressure comes on, all of a sudden you see yourself in a jail cell for the rest of your life or a good part of it. You had better be very careful as to what you do. And maybe it becomes time to make a deal.
WAMC's political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, have a good weekend.
You too. It's always great to start a new week and to listen to the radio station on the weekend.